But this Revelation 21 and 22, when I start, we've been studying this for the last month. There ain't no devil anymore. Because see, the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire. How many believe that's an old happy day? Now, we've studied so far. Let me just review and then we'll start some new stuff today. We've studied so far a little bit about what heaven or what eternity will be like in chapter 21, 1 through 8. We told you already that we'll enjoy a new heaven and a new earth. We explained that. Chapter 21, 3, we explained that we'll have an intimate personal communion with God. We'll see our God. Chapter 21 and 4, we'll no longer experience the horrible effects of sin. No more sorrow and no more death and no more pain and no more heartaches. This week has been especially difficult. We had another funeral this week. Seems like this year we've had a lot of that. And it's hurtful. But I want to tell you, there's going to be one of these days. There ain't going to be no more of that. Somebody, they said, God shall wipe away tears, and there shall be no more death, and neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former thing to pass away. Thank God for those no mores. And then, verses 5 and 6, we will rest in the sure promises of God. I want you to know something. I'm thankful that He's a God that can't lie. Amen. How many of y'all believe that tonight? He cannot lie. Let God be true and every man a liar. But He can't lie. And then in chapter 21, this is where I'm going to jump off to and start in verse 8 and 9. But we'll live as God's adopted children. Boy, somebody, I'll say amen. Yeah, we're going to live as God's adopted children. You said, where's that at? Look at verse 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. And I'll tell you what else, friend. We won't ever have to worry. If you're an adopted child of God, you've been... And by the way, adoption is a legal term. You're adopted child of God, you're not going to face the second death. Can't have no, it will not have any dominion over you. Somebody say amen. But I do want to say this, and we'll go into more about the New Jerusalem here in just a minute. But there's some people who ain't going in. First of all, look at chapter 8. This is in the Bible. But the fearful, that's the cowardly. Those that are such cowards, they won't confess Christ. Come on now. It takes a real man, real person, to trust Christ. And the unbelieving, faithless. By the way, if you don't go to heaven, it's because you're unbelief. Amen? Amen? And the abominable. That's the detestable. That's those people that perform great acts of idolatry. And then, y'all still with me? Murderers. Aren't we living in an awful, wicked society? It's a bad thing when we have to have security guards in schools. You ought to wave your hand at me and say, thank God one of these days there ain't going to be none of that anymore. Murderers. They ain't going to end. Whoremongers. Ain't much preaching on this. Sexual perverts is what I want to call them. Ain't going in either. Sorcerers. I want to preach on that just a second. Can I show y'all something? How many of y'all like to say something? Will you do me a favor? Keep your finger right there. I'm just doing teaching tonight. It's all right to teach a little bit. go over there to chapter 18 Revelation. Now, this word sorcerer here, and I'll explain that word to you. But I want you to see chapter 18. Now, this political, in chapter 17, Mystery Babylon's going to be destroyed. That's that one world church. You know, the one the Pope's over. I'm not playing. All the Protestant denominations going to come back to mama. She said, well, why ain't the Baptist going? Because we never protested anything, friend. I ain't going to preach that right now. I want to. And then chapter 18, political Babylon. I want to make this statement, and you may not agree with me. I do have some evidence of it. I will not preach this tonight. If America is anywhere in prophecy, it's right here. I believe this is either America or America in the European Union. Okay? I believe that. And by the way, the nation, this Babylon is spoken of as a nation. And in 1 hour, that whoever this Babylon is going to be destroyed in 1 hour. Well, you know what can destroy a nation in 1 hour, don't you? A nuclear holocaust. What's going on in here? Now, I want you to notice something. Go down to verse 22. And I'll read a few verses. Then I'll go back over to 21. See, this is the last days, right? And the voice of the harpers in verse 22 of 18. And the pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee. And no craftsman, whatever craft he be, shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of the millstone shall be heard no more in thee. And the light of the candle shall shine no more. Won't be no more electricity at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For the merchants were the great men of the earth. Listen. For by thy sorceries were the nations deceived. And then he goes over in Revelation 21 and says some people that don't get in is sorcerers. I'm going to tell you, I want you to look it up at me. People that will sell drugs to kids, you ain't going to see me put them in jail for 6 months. It's an abomination. The word sorcerer comes from the Greek word pharmakia. You that went to CVS or Walgreens today, you went to a pharmacy. Well, they sell in pharmacies. They sell drugs. What's going to destroy? What is destroying our world right now? Drug. And you know what he's saying? That crowd's not going in. Come on, there's a lot of heartache in that. And can I just get a little bit? This ain't politically correct what I'm about to say. But this needle exchange junk they're doing, that's an abomination. Absolutely right out of hell. Why in God's name would we enable people to do that? If they do it, okay, but somebody help me preach. It's quiet in here now. Here I came to be sweet tonight. And then let's look on. It said sorcerers and idolaters And listen to this. There's another crowd that ain't going. And liars. They ain't going either. Eight sins there it talks about. And we got people today that said, don't preach on sin. Then why did he name eight of them right there at the end of the thing? They're keeping people out of heaven. I'll tell you what's going on today, and I'm gonna just say this. I know that I ought to have been preaching in 1950s, but I'm not. I'm preaching now, but I want you to know sin is still sin. And you ought to raise your hand to heaven, and let's get ready to shout, cause up yonder, there ain't gonna be no sin. You ought to praise him. Ain't gonna be no sin. Ain't gonna be no wickedness. Ain't gonna be no drug dealers. Ha! It's all gonna be over. Whew. Now let me tell you what you're getting into. Tony, I'm gonna start in. I'm gonna get into what we're gonna get now. Look at verse number 9. I'll start tonight. And I'm going to take my time on this. It might take 2 weeks to do it, but it's okay. I want to talk about the glory of the heavenly New Jerusalem. Look at verse number 9. First of all, in verse 9 and 10, we will enjoy a city. I'll give you this outline next week. I meant to bring it to you today, and I didn't bring it, and I'm sorry. Whole lot of stuff about heaven, and I'm going to talk about heaven and the New Jerusalem. And can I say a couple more things by way of introduction? I'm just about ready to preach this. Whole lot of goofy people. See, the Jehovah Witnesses believe there's only 144,000 be in heaven. Well, it's true. And by the way, they're already dead and there. And the rest of the Jehovah Witnesses are working for a place here on the earth. The Mormons they're not as much concerned with the population as the dimensions, because they divide heaven into three spheres, the telestial, the terrestrial, and the celestial. And the latter, that celestial, is reserved only for good Mormons and those that unite in Mormon marriage in a Mormon temple. Somebody help me here. And then Islam, on the other hand, believes that those whose good works outweigh their bad works will make it to heaven, and that heaven will be filled with big, bright, brown-eyed beauties that they'll enjoy forever with wine. And that's out of our book. But I want to tell you what, this book I got paints a different story. Y'all enjoying anything I'm saying tonight? Some of you probably, you act like you don't believe in heaven. Look at it. Let's go on. Let's look at these verses now. We'll go a little further. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues. It's that one that threw all them plagues at the end. And talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. What? Why aren't some of y'all doing flip-flops? And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Whether it's a satellite city or comes on earth, we'll find that out. But I want y'all to know something. Those seven angels, that's the ones had seven plagues. The bride, that's the Lamb's wife. The bride is the church, the people of God. And they're going to live in the New Jerusalem. The Lamb is Christ. 28 times He's mentioned in the book of Revelation. He said He carried me away in the Spirit. Boy, it's a good thing getting the Holy Ghost. Put Him up on a great and high mountain. That's not the same mountain that harlot was on. He carried them to a great mountain and they saw a great city. See, it's a perfect city, a perfect sanctification. Great city. It's a holy city. Coming down. It had a heavenly origin. It's a great city, a holy city, a heavenly city. It's the Lamb's city. Lord have mercy. And who's it for? For the bride. The Lamb's wife. You say, well, who's that? Glad you asked. Some of you need to get a hold of this. You said, who is that? May I ask you something, sir? Are you born again?
Yes.
Young lady, are you born again?
I am.
You? Amen. How many of y'all born again? Yes. In this dispensation?
Yes.
You're the wife.
Yes.
This building's not the church.
Yes.
You're the church.
Yes.
You're the Lamb's wife.
Amen.
You're the bride. Woo! Listen to me. Some of y'all, Tony, I'm about to get beside myself. Let me tell you what God's done for you. First of all, He saved you, and you ain't going to hell.
Amen.
Secondly, He put His Holy Ghost and sealed you. That means you can't go to hell.
Amen.
And thirdly, He's going to rapture you. Then He's going to let you go through a judgment and clean us all up. And then Revelation 19 said we're going to have a fine garment, which is the righteousness of the saints. And then He'll even let us rule for 1,000 years to keep His word. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you rule over many. And then, isn't that enough? Then He's going to wipe your tears away. And then He said, there's no more hurt, and no more sickness, and no more sorrow, and no more pain.
Amen.
And then He's going to take us and put us in to the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
It reminds me of that old boy got saved. He was a backwoods boy that got saved and backwards and didn't know anything about Christian vernacular. And he was up in the baptistry. And they baptized him and come out there and he wanted to shout. And he didn't even know how to shout. He just said, hot dog. I want to tell you what, hot dog, hot diggity dog. We're going to heaven. The devil's going to hell. We're going to be the Lamb's wife. Somebody ought to run up and shout. Hell deserving. Ought to be fried in hell. Ought to be on our way to hell. Yet Jesus came where you were and saved you by His grace, sealed you to the day of redemption, and they got a place called a New Jerusalem for you. And we sit back here and say, bless me if you can. Dear God, nothing can bless you if that don't. Perfect sanctification. Whoo! The whole world's talking about hell and all the heartaches. I thought tonight and these next couple of weeks we ought to just talk about heaven. Talk about the goodness of God. Talk about life after death. Talk about the church, the Lamb's wife. Glory to God. All right. Don't worry, son. Look at verses 11 through 14. Can I give you one more point at least? I got seven of these. I'm just going verse by verse. Actually, is what I'm doing. Let me go. I'll read 10 again, then proceed. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain. Showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending of heaven from God. Having the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone most precious. Even like a jasper stone. Clear as a crystal. And had a wall great and high. And had 12 gates. And at the gates 12 angels. And the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Some people say, well, that's not for Israel. Israel don't get to come in. They do so get to go in. And on the east, 3 gates. And on the north, 3 gates. And on the south, 3 gates. And on the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations. And in them, the name of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. See, not only will it be a place of perfect sanctification, but it'll be a place of perfect representation. Wow. Talks about the glory of God. Her light is indescribable. It's like clear, transparent, diamond. That great wall of heaven, symbolic of stability. 12 gates, 12 angels, 12 tribes. You say, why 12? To give us abundant access. Lord, why 12 angels? Honor guards. Could you imagine? Somebody help me. Going into those gates and they're open all the time. And them honor guards, them angels sitting there. Just so I don't believe any of that. Why don't you just get out there in your little Chevrolet or Ford or whatever it is and go home if you don't believe that. That's the hope. That's the truth. That's the gospel. That's the Bible. The 12 tribes. God keeps his words and his covenant faithfulness to Israel. Now, Joe, you was talking about Ezekiel 48. I don't know exactly how all this is going to happen. And like I said, I don't know if it's going to be a satellite city or it sits on the ground. I don't know. But here's what I do believe. As it is in the millennial temple, Israel in the old tabernacle encamped outside the city or outside the temple. I want you to know something. All around that New Jerusalem going to be encamped by the Israelites. See, God hadn't cast off his people.
Amen.
He promised Israel. You better tell that bunch of jug heads up in Washington to be good to Israel. Amen. I want y'all, it's 8:11, dear Lord. We're living in the country right now. It's getting as far from God as it could ever be. And I'm going to tell you what else is going on. There is an anti-Semitic movement in this country. They talk about racism. You want to know the worst racism going on right now? It's the hatred of the Jews. And tell Stephen Anderson, I said, there was a Holocaust. Any Baptist says he's a Baptist preacher that doesn't believe in the Holocaust. I want to tell you what. It's going to look like a second Holocaust if you read Matthew 24. And the only thing keeps them from having a second Holocaust and the Jews being destroyed. And if you read, dear Lord, preacher, you're having a time tonight. If you read Zechariah 14, it says that they're ready, that Jerusalem's going to be divided at the end. And then the Lord is going to come back with his saints. and we'll save Jerusalem. Whew. I got so much preaching me tonight, I don't know what I'm just having fun. I love preaching. I love preaching the truth. See, Old Testament, New Testament saints all enjoy. All believers every age is going to be represented in this city, the foundation. You saw it. And they're going to enjoy the blessings of this holy city. Now, it's the Lamb's wives. But the Jews are going to enjoy that blessing too. Well, I'm done. Can I ask you this question? It's okay for me to start over and you know, go back next weekend. I love talking about heaven. How many love hearing about heaven? You know, here's the thing. I'm finished. Wouldn't it be a sad thing if all y'all didn't get to go? You say, who's not going? The fearful and the abominable and unbelieving and the idolaters and sorcerers and liars and Christ rejectors. You know, really, what causes all sin? See, all them sins, the idolatry and whoremongers and all that, that's just a symptom of the greatest sin. They're just symptoms. Because, see, the greatest sin is the sin of unbelief. And the only thing that will take you to hell is your unbelief. I wonder tonight, with heads bowed, and I'm done, how many of you, you ain't got no doubt about it. If Jesus came tonight, you're ready. How many knows you're ready? Raise your hand high if you're ready. Thank you. Thank you. How many right now, if he come tonight, you're not ready? You don't want to be left behind. You don't want to die and go to hell. You just raise your hand right now and say, pray for me. I'm not ready. I couldn't raise my hand, preach. I'm not ready to go to heaven. I don't think I'm saved. Raise your hand right now. I'll pray for you. Anybody? Hey, listen, ponder on that. If you're not saved, you don't want to die and go to hell. Just raise your hand and I'll pray for you. Stand with me. Let me pray. We'll sing a verse and then be dismissed. Our Father, thank you for the word of God tonight. Thank you for the good liberty I felt tonight in preaching. Bless our people. If there is an unsaved person here, God save them. In Jesus' name, amen.
There's a great day coming. A great day coming.
There is a great day coming. Thank you for the service tonight. Lord, you dismiss us tonight in your care. One of our church family had a little accident tonight. You touched their bodies and a little stoved up. God, protect our people now. A lot of folks out on the road, dangerous. And protect our people going home. Help them have no accidents, get home safely. And around all this road work, God, just be real kind to us and tenderhearted to our people, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Good night.